Why does this name sound familiar? I've heard this name in the last couple days.
Founders Crab Shack.
Thank you. Okay, 1 minute, guys. Order. Danielle, roll call, please.
President Angie Christian.
Here.
Vice President Jan Bartis.
Here.
Treasurer Roger Thompson.
Here.
Secretary Andy Martin.
Here.
Commissioner Roy Davis.
Yes.
Can I have an approval of the agenda?
So I think we're not going to do 7H. Sorry.
That's correct.
And we've received this letter challenging us on doing 7A that was just handed to the commissioners. I think perhaps we should err on the side of caution and consult with our counsel before we have that.
Could we have somebody read this letter? Could you read that answer, please?
January 9th, 2017, from the law offices of Ted Fitzgerald, Port of Brookings Harbor, Board of Commissioners. Regarding January 9th scheduled executive session, to whom it may concern, I note that the commission has posted notice of an executive session to be held tonight, January 9th, 2018, at 6 p.m. The notice says that the executive session is allowed, among other things, in coordinates with ORS 192.6602A to consider the employment of a public officer, employee, staff member, or individual agent. As a former executive director of the Port of Brookings Harbor and a resident of the Port District, I am interested in limiting the liability of the Port District. Therefore, I am writing to inform you that ORS 192.6602A is not available to the port at this time as an exception to Oregon's open meeting law. It would be unlawful for the commission to discuss in tonight's executive session the employment of a chief executive officer, other public officers, employees, and staff members of a public body unless the port has advertised the vacancy, adopted regular hiring procedures, given the public an opportunity to comment on the employment of the officer. In the case of a chief executive officer, the governing body has adopted hiring standards, criteria, and policy directives in meetings open to the public in which the public has had the opportunity to comment on the standards, criteria, and policy directives. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to contact me. I would like to ask that I wanted to approach the board about a current staff member continuing with a temporary job duty that we assigned, that he graciously, after staff requested, and he graciously stepped up and said that he would take care of these duties. That is my concern. It's temporary. How does the rest of the board feel?
I would think we could do it in open session.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to add an item under new business under B. Under I want to discuss two things: a contract for an interim manager, not an employee, a contract, and other interim duties.
Staff staff interim
duties.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Danielle?
Before we go on, right now we're just considering adding those agenda items?
Let me amend my motion. I'm going to do two motions, but the first motion is under new business B, contract for interim manager. And so that's the first motion, to discuss a contract for an interim manager.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion.
And are we scheduled to contact or talk to our attorney tonight?
No, that's why we've taken that off.
Well, were
we scheduled? Because we can talk to him in open session about this letter.
No, the reason I said I think we're not doing 7H is because we do not have an attorney scheduled tonight.
Can I have a roll call on Secretary Martin's amendment, First Amendment?
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
So then you have another motion?
I have another motion to discuss interim duties of current staff members.
That would be C.
So I'll second that.
Discussion.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
And then since we're being formal, let me make my motion formal to remove 7A and 7H.
I second.
Discussion.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes.
So I move to approve the agenda as amended, unless anyone has anything else.
I'll second.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes. Agenda-related public comments. I don't understand the topic. Bill Wood? Bill, what's your topic?
Any of them I wanted to talk about, I guess. I was listening.
All right, so this is an agenda-related public comment. So what did you want to comment on, what portion of the agenda?
You're replacing the public for the port manager? Is that what you're doing?
That's not on the agenda.
Oh, okay. Well, who are you hiring then?
That's not on the agenda.
Oh, okay. So you're right. I guess I don't have anything to say then.
Thank you for coming. New business operational review, Travis. And maybe I should say that Commissioner Barbas and I met with staff. They asked for Travis to oversee some outdoor activities that we have some deadlines on, and he graciously stepped up and is offered to come tonight to report to the commission on that.
Okay, so some of the things that I guess that are coming up that we just kind of wanted to make sure we're staying on top of is the new launch at docks. We have all of the numbers and everything that we need to turn back into OSMB for the trench drain and for the landscaping. I guess the guidance that we're kind of looking for that we're going to do is call OSMB and see if these numbers are all that they're going to need, or if they're going to need receipts attached to them. Just find out what else we're going to need to send them, but we do have all the numbers, everything in to get that turned in. Some of the other ones that we have been doing is a telehandler. We did just, I believe today, get the serial number for it, so we can turn that into the bank, I believe. So our financing can continue through with that. And this was the serial number that got provided from who we're purchasing it from. And then the other ones, the grant, sorry, Brent's been working on a lot of this too. So the fence, the grant fence.
There was the fence related purchase. There was some question regarding the design, so they came to visit last week. I'm sorry, I put these notes together. I didn't realize we were talking tonight. I apologize.
Yes,
I
was asking you're fine. For
this information. So we have this information available. But the so I just spoke with Western Fence today, and they will have a formal design. We simplified the design to save monies. We were approved for $5,100, so that's in the works, and the design will be available by end of week.
Okay, and then the...
But is it going to be a key or is it going to be a pad?
There, we envision a pad.
Number, okay.
And just so the public knows, this was a grant from SDAO and to improve security, and it's for which I can't recall
the
which
four gate. Ramps that are now unlocked. We proposed to
in
secure
in
this, the commercial base and the four access points with keypad and gated. You know, we're going to do our best. It's going to, you know, so it'll be much more secure than it is at the moment.
Whenever you get a chance.
Some of the other things that we're kind of still working towards is our fuel tank maintenance. They're probably due up to be painted on the outside. All the decals need to be replaced. That just kind of all falls under fuel tank maintenance. I'm not sure if they need to be cleaned yet, but I know that's part of the maintenance that we'll have to check into when the last time it was done. We're still working on finding the gangway materials for the skid, so for the slickness of how slick they are. We don't have anything on it, but we're still gathering the information on that. And I guess kind of Zola's, we're just waiting on information on what it's gonna, a cheaper route if, depending on what the lease situation is going to be and what we wanted to make the sanitary district happy, you know, so it gets us out of that. And then I guess with the sanitary district too, we have four drains. They're sand traps in the RV park, and I believe are calling these as a port adequate. I don't know if we want to replace them. We never kind of really got talking about if we want to upgrade those to something more, if that's something we want to. They're adequate the way they are. They are sand traps and they are working.
Are they adequate according to Harbor Sanitary?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I thought that we had prior discussion with Gary and they were to be replaced. I thought that was the decision, but we'll go check that.
That's what, we were not quite sure where that ended up being. But the sanitary district does approve them. They are okay, but I just wasn't sure where we were at as far as if we were going to upgrade those yet. It's nothing that has to be done right now. We're okay.
Well, yeah, so what Commissioner or President Christian was saying, if they would sign off in writing, I think the board would be fine. Otherwise, I was going to say I could go back through the minutes and try to find the last time we dealt with that. But I remember Gary showed us pictures of replacement items.
And some of these things have already been done. We put new doors on so water's not coming in. When we have high seas or something, we can shut those doors and there's not going to be full of logs and sand. So that part of it's done. I believe these are the last thing that we kind of just need to get figured out and see where we're going to go with that. And I believe for right now, for immediate things coming up, that's pretty much what we're working toward right now.
Thank you very much.
I just have one thing. We had Mr. Burtis from Portside Suites come in, and he just wanted to know how to proceed. So I didn't know if you guys had any recommendations or if there was any reason not to proceed.
Okay. Is that the land sale?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's been approved,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's
all
been approved.
So we may need to assign signature authority to a board member or two board members or something like that if there's documents that need to be signed.
Like the treasurer or the maybe, or the secretary, one of them. Do you have a suggestion?
Who wants to?
I'm going to be down here every morning. I don't have a problem being a senior.
I'm with Lucy. He's working.
So with respect to the arrangements already approved by the board, move to give signature authority to the, is it Burtis?
Burtis
sale to President Christian and Treasurer Thompson.
And I believe everything has already been signed, but we'll see.
I'm not 100% sure. Okay. He just came in and wanted to know which way to proceed.
A question on the same type subject. I thought we were supposed to get a check from Harbor Sand before the end of the year.
I have no idea.
Well, let's wait till our commissioner reports on that.
So is there a second on that motion?
I'll second it.
Any discussion?
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes. Thank you, Travis and Danielle. The contract with our interim manager.
The first question I have for either Roy or Roger, the last time the court hired an interim manager, it was a contract. And was one person authorized to make that negotiation, or did it all come before the board every time something new came up?
I'm sure it did, Andy. You mean the contract to change or whatever?
Just to hire the interim,
yes.
To contract with the interim manager.
Yes.
So one person, one board member was authorized to?
No.
How long did that process take?
Maybe I don't remember. I can't answer that.
Remember, Roger?
About less than just a few weeks.
So were there discussions first with special districts and then?
I think special districts recommended him before, when we've had one before as our board. Always got a local person to do it. One was Dave Scott and one was Ted at the start. Then we went outside and got another man this time. But we got special districts, they had anybody that was qualified that didn't want a full-time job. One of the stipulations we put on when we hired the interim, he could not be a candidate for a full-time job for her.
So I would suggest in this case that President Christian and I consult with Port Council regarding the procedures that we need to follow to bring an interim on. I think that's the way to go here.
What about SDA?
We can consult with both.
Von Downs, maybe?
Yeah, or Spencer.
Mm-hmm. And is Port Council still Jim Coffey at this time?
Yes.
Of course he is.
I don't understand why we're not hiring an employee, we're hiring an interim manager, and that's not really an employee, that's a contractor. It'd be no different going out here and hiring somebody to fix the ditches, in my opinion.
If, with the board's permission, I would be glad to email SDAO Council and Port Council regarding this.
I so move.
I second.
There's quite a few people out here. It's pretty hard to hear. Can you speak up just a little bit, please?
Yes, the motion was to authorize President Christian to contact Port Council and SDAO Council to make sure we're following the practices we need to follow with regard to getting an interim person to run the port.
Thank you.
Any discussion?
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes. C, interim duties currently.
So I put that on the agenda just so we can discuss this.
We need to, I'd like to hear from the board on assigning Travis as temporary outside person to oversee and to keep us on our schedule for the jobs that we have ongoing, especially on ones that are grants and we have deadlines. And I'd like to hear discussion from the board, comments, questions.
Is that kind of what you've been doing on?
A lot of it is, you know, with the past manager, and we all pretty well, pretty open about everything that's, you know, all the way up till now. And I think, you know, just going over the trench drain and the new docks, you know, between the office, that they do know where everything's at, and, you know, points of contact. So I think between all of us just working together a little bit on it, I don't see there being a problem with us being able to keep pushing forward with all these, and just so we can still get our launcher and docks and, you know, just take care of the things that we have to take care of until we get somebody. I do believe that our office staff and everybody's capable of doing that.
Absolutely. And since I was pushed, the board asked me to make contact with him a couple times a day, just stop by and see if he needs anything and wants any discussion. I'm not going to helicopter him.
So, move that the board accept staff's recommendation to have Travis in charge of the outside operations.
Temporarily.
Staff didn't recommend that, the board did.
No, actually, at the meeting that Jan and I met with the staff mm-hmm. recommended it okay. Monday morning.
I'm willing to strike the recommendation portion of it. So, move that Travis be in charge of the outside operations temporarily.
A second that.
Discussion.
Commissioner Davis?
No discussion.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes. Are there any non-agenda related?
Before we move on, did we have other staff that had additional duties, or do we have to discuss any adjustments or compensation for other staff?
We did go ahead and everybody that wanted to or anything, they put in extra duties, and everybody had everybody put them in their own envelopes. It's what they think that, you know, due to their extra workload, but they believe they should be compensated for it. And I know we were told it was up to, you guys would open them, look at them, and you guys would, you know, ultimately decide. But this is the ones that I have and the people that are asking for it.
So what I think, we had planned to do that in the 7A executive session, but I think we're going to have to consult with counsel before we can open these or take any action on it. So we probably do action at next Tuesday's meeting, and most likely retroactive, but I can't make any promises because we don't know what's in there or whatever. So we'll have to talk to counsel as to how to deal with this.
Okay.
In the email that I'm going to send tomorrow, does the board want me to include this question?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is there a motion for that?
Yes. Move that Commissioner or President Christian also discuss temporary duty arrangements with staff, for staff with counsel.
I'll second that.
That falls underneath law.
Commissioner Davis?
We just don't know if we're supposed to discuss in an open session or closed session or how we handle. I think compensation of public employees is open record, but I don't know if you have to discuss it in open or not. I just don't want to get on the wrong side of it.
Commissioner Davis?
Yes.
Secretary Martin?
Yes.
Treasurer Thompson?
Yes.
Vice President Barbas?
Yes.
President Christian?
Yes. And I don't have any non-agenda public comments, so I now have commissioner reports.
I have a question, though. When you, I don't know if it, when I can address this, but you're going to put gates on the ramps and boat in the commercial boat basin, is that right? And you're
yes.
going to have keys.
A keypad.
A keypad.
You'll have a number, a four-digit number.
I remember something else. But
and before you go any further, could you please, so that we have correct minutes, could you state your name?
Bill Wood.
Thank you.
Well, I was curious about that, which is not bad, but are they going to be closed all day or open all day and closed at night? Is that the plan?
What I recall Gary saying was that they would be closed at night.
Just closed at night.
Is that what you
want? By night security.
This was approved, I think, a couple of meetings ago, correct?
Yeah. And
similar to Basin 1, where the first person that opens them in the morning leaves them open. And then they're closed at the end of the day. Basically, when it's dark, to provide extra security down there.
Oh, okay, so.
And our insurance company recommended putting them there and is paying for them.
Ah, okay.
And Bill, I understand your concern because it's a trap dog.
Well, it'd be kind of silly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm just saying the reason.
Yeah, it'll more than likely be something that we probably try and get something like night security or find someone that can, you know, that's down and available to lock them, you know, after hours, along with the RV park, you know, somewhere all the way around 10 p.m.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Are they going to work a little bit better than they do in the sportsman dock?
Not going to work at all.
They don't, huh?
Can we have commissioners' reports? Roy, why don't I start with you?
I have nothing this time.
Commissioner Martin.
I'll just, obviously, I'm sure we've all received a lot of phone calls about Friday's meeting. I'm a little surprised about some of the phone calls of people knowing what happened in closed session. So, or hinting that they know, So I just caution all the commissioners that, you know, there was a discussion in closed session, and it's closed, and I'm not sure how that information is getting out. So just wanted to bring that up.
And we do have to be careful because we do have a code of ethics that we have to follow. Commissioner Thompson?
I don't have anything to report, but I'll make sure I check in with Travis in the morning about 9 o'clock and see if he needs anything, and then in the afternoon. I mean, he's got my phone number.
Commissioner Barbas.
Yeah, we were getting some messages from the port engineer, and Angie asked me to respond. So I want to give a brief rundown of what I talked to Jack Aiken about on Saturday morning. Basically, he was, his main point was he was trying to reach us to let us know that the natural hazard mitigation plan has been accepted for review by FEMA, and they have 45 days from whenever they accepted it, which is now not quite a week ago, to review that. And he's very optimistic about the natural hazards mitigation plan moving through FEMA. He surprised me a little because I always was under the impression he's been introduced as the engineer of record for the port. And so when he asked me about the potential of entering into a retainer agreement with the port, I was a little surprised we don't actually have some sort of standing contract with the person we call our engineer. And I asked him, you know, so what does engineer of record mean? He says that's really for a project, a specific project. It's not a term that applies. So I asked him to send us a couple of sample contracts and a cover letter explaining the advantages of entering into a retainer. And when we see that, we'll need to take a look at our procurement rules for the specialized personnel types and see what we need to do. We may need to go out to bid. We may not. I don't know. Till I have some idea what he's proposing. I don't know what he's proposing. He will also give us a proposal for the BC Fisheries Dock examination. Again, we will probably have to look at the procurement rules and see how we need to proceed and maybe get some other bids. And he will give us a proposal for the fuel dock. He did not think the fuel dock was as big a deal as we've been concerned. He felt that it is not good. You know, we all know it's not good, but he does not think that that concrete cap is going to come and fall into the water. He feels it's moving basically down, and it's tilting as it does so, but the center of gravity is down. And he thinks that if there were a break, it would be at the disconnects, and the loss of any fuel would be limited just to what's in the lines. And he thought we should wait till the natural hazard mitigation plan goes through before we consider any action try to get that moving. So those are my impressions of what he said and where we're at with him. Commissioner or President, I keep saying Commissioner, President Christian and I.
I'm a commissioner, you can call me, President.
President Christian and I met with staff on Monday morning. I did see a complaint on Facebook about the office being closed, so if anybody wants to know, it was us. We did it. We had staff in here for
don't know.
2 hours.
2 hours. We heard from staff. They have a lot of concerns. We're going to need to address them. They're here. I think they're making the place work. I want to express my appreciation, and I think most of them understand that this port's important to the community, and that's why they're here. They're not, I don't think, I didn't get the impression they're here to do the board any favors. I think they're here for the community, and but I will thank them for being here, and we'll do our best to support you, I think. That's all I have.
So I wanted to let the board know that they had given me quite a list of motions were made at the end of Friday night's meeting, and I have done everything that you requested me to do. The only thing that I wanted to say was I did work with staff yesterday, and I thank Danielle for helping with the agenda and getting it on the computer, and I thank Skylar. He's working with me on a records request that we have. And I received a call from James, our agent from Cal Ore today. I touched base with him, and he stopped in the office and spoke with Kim, I believe, and we had a little tour scheduled for tomorrow, and we went ahead and the staff went ahead and canceled that, and we'll reschedule that in a month too. He felt that this tour that's done once a year, we're in such better shape than we have been in years past, and we were fine. So that's all I have.
So our insurance agent reported to you that we were in better shape than many years in the past.
Correct.
Okay. So I'll make sure that's whatever.
So my other question before we go into executive session. We're going to discuss information we've received from the attorneys. So does A not still need to be on there?
Well, we've been challenged by Mr. Fitzgerald that we can't.
Okay.
And I can't.
So it'll be information only? Or we won't even.
Because you can't vote on it.
Well, we don't vote in executive session anyway.
Right. I think we cannot discuss anything to do with A in executive session was my intent when I said let's take that off the agenda.
Okay.
We're going to have to get clarification from counsel, which you've been tasked to do, and then either we wait till next Tuesday or we schedule another meeting once we have clarification on it. That's all we can do, I think.
Okay. So the executive session of the Port of Brookings Harbor Board of Directors is called pursuant to ORS 192-6602A.
No.
Excuse me. F. To consider information or records that are exempt by law from public inspection.
Just a question. Is she kicking us all of us out right now? Is that what she's doing? Okay.
Yeah. And we have to tell people approximately when we may open up the door again.
Okay. Danielle?
Danielle.
How long do you feel?
An hour.
Okay. Can you let people know it will probably be an hour?
Okay.